This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Friday, October 21st, 2016. Now only 17 days out, start your engines. This is the InfoWar.
The Al Smith Dinner, hosted by the Archbishop of New York, is an annual gathering of elites for Catholic charities supporting needy children, held at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York on the third Thursday of October. The event honors former New York Governor Al Smith, the first Catholic presidential candidate. Ceremonially, it is the last event at which the two U.S. presidential candidates share a stage before the election. In the past, the event has been an occasion for American power brokers to rub elbows with their political pawns.
Distinguished dais, or better known as the top 1%. Thank you all very much. This is an impressive crowd, the haves and the have-mores.
Of course, rules of fairness have to be enforced because... What other safeguard do we have besides the press?
But this election year, being one of the strangest on record, presented yet another opportunity for Donald Trump to hold no quarter against Hillary Clinton.
It's great to be here with 1,000 wonderful people, or as I call it, a small, intimate dinner with some friends. Or as Hillary calls it, her largest crowd of the season. Hillary is so corrupt. She got kicked off the Watergate Commission. How corrupt you have to be to get kicked off the Watergate Commission? Pretty corrupt. Hillary is and has been in politics since the 70s. What's her pitch? The economy is busted. The government's corrupt. Washington is failing. Vote for me. I've been working on these problems for 30 years. I can fix it, she says. I wasn't really sure if Hillary was going to be here tonight, because I guess you didn't send her invitation by email. Or maybe you did, and she just found out about it through the wonder of WikiLeaks. We've learned so much from WikiLeaks. For example, Hillary believes that it's vital to deceive the people by having one public policy and a totally different policy in private. That's okay. I don't know who they're angry at, Hillary. You're right. For example, here she is tonight in public pretending not to hate Catholics. Now, if some of you haven't noticed, Hillary isn't laughing as much as the rest of us. That's because she knows the jokes. And all of the jokes were given to her in advance of the dinner by Donna Brazile, which is, everyone knows, of course, Hillary's belief that it takes a village, which only makes sense, after all, in places like Haiti, where she's taken a number of them. Thank you. I don't know, and I don't want this evening without saying something nice about my opponent. Hillary has been in Washington a long time. She knows a lot about how government works. And according to her sworn testimony, Hillary has forgotten more things than most of us will ever, ever know. That I can tell you.
Of course, the media will spin this with the intent of containing Trump's populist message while simultaneously falling on their own sword. Truth be told, This is only the beginning. Whatever the outcome of the presidential election, the Clinton crime family will ultimately have to answer to the veracity growing within the American consciousness. John Bound for Infowars.com.
That's right. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Coming up today, ladies and gentlemen, we're only 17 days out from the big event. Colonel Anthony Schaefer will be joining us, the man that headed up the anti-bin Laden unit, the guy that's briefed Congress on the fact that almost all the jihad fighters in Syria are al-Qaeda slash Wahhabists, so they had to change the name to ISIS to try to confuse the American people. And, of course, James Wesley Rawls, formerly in Army Intelligence, great researcher and analyst, best-selling author, will join us about the state of the world right now and the unraveling situation with the big Russian fleet now crossing past England and getting ready to come into, I guess, the Strait of Gibraltar and into the Mediterranean to give air support to forces already in Syria and to try to block any type of NATO move to put up a no-fly zone. Things are escalating. Meanwhile, they're running TV ads that show nuclear missile silos and say that Donald Trump is dangerous and have a countdown with the world being destroyed. And it is Hillary Clinton and the globalists that are the real people that have been escalating the situation. And our own media says that Russia is escalating. No, Russia has been invited into Syria. It's its only port outside of Russia. It's its only port inside the Mediterranean, and Russia's being cut off. And the West is trying to put jihadis into control. And our own military has been bucking those illegal orders. And so Russia has the moral high ground here. But regardless, all of this got kicked off by Hillary and Obama. And now you've got the president of the Philippines for the first time since World War II coming out and saying, kick the U.S. out. We're joining with China. And we're going to let China basically move into the Philippines and let them take over the South China Sea. He was met at the airport with a red carpet by the president of China, and he was given full military honors. Now, Obama was there a month ago and was made to come off the back of the plane with no honors, with the Chinese screaming, you're nothing, this is our country. Now, that's what Obama and Hillary and the globalists have done to this country. And it's going to get a lot worse. When they're done, we're going to be like one giant Venezuela. You watch. Because it's by design. I mean, here's an example. They've got several articles out today going, oh my gosh, there's a huge exodus of doctors. They're almost all quitting because Obamacare is such a screw job and puts them under criminal charges, you name it, for nothing. I mean, you overcharge a dollar or don't dot an I or cross a T or follow what the HMOs say and try to be a doctor and not just some robot that follows orders, you're arrested. So they're just leaving. They're quitting. Or they're refusing to take Obamacare patients, Medicare, Medicaid. This was always the plan, was to bankrupt the healthcare system. It was always meant to run the good Western doctors out of it. And when I say Western, I mean the history of the highest level of Hippocratic oath. Do no harm. And then change the standards and bring in doctors from India, you name it, en masse. Nothing against Indian doctors. The point is, this is happening at the VA everywhere because they'll follow orders and they come from countries with much lower standards. Now, the WikiLeaks came out last week. I think it was data dump 11. We're up to 13 today. And it said right there, Hillary Clinton wanted it to fail to bring in single payer, but not some utopia socialism, so that only a few mega insurance companies would control the whole market. They're the ones that wrote it to charge you more, not less, make you buy it. Charge you more, that's called slavery. That's the perfect corporate fascist model. But tell the dumbed-down masses that want a free handout, you're about to get free health care. Has your health care gotten cheaper? No. Did you get cut from full-time to part-time? Yes. Is the economy falling apart? Yes. It's a plan. It's a plan to wreck the country is what I'm getting at. Wreck our military, wreck our name, while we build the global corporate government. And then they pivot and move to China. And by move, I mean move their command bases there, their military power there, their economic power. It's admitted it's a systematic world government plan to have the Chinese century, not for the people, to use them up as basically biological androids to build the world government and to leverage out all competition. And it's all happening. Henry Kissinger set up the whole deal with Zbigniew Brzezinski and others. They've all written books about it. It's now happening. How do we compete with energy three times cheaper than ours? Because we put regulations on ourselves. How do we compete when we gave them all the major deep water ports in the Panama Canal and allowed China to dominate 97%. I'm sorry. New numbers came out. I saw it in the Wall Street Journal last week. Guess what percentage of rare earth minerals the Chinese now have worldwide? 98+. It's estimated they may go to 100%. Now, that's systematic and organized, ladies and gentlemen. And when rare earth minerals are 98% controlled by a country that every major city has mobile execution vans, they catch you being a Christian or being a Buddhist, you are taken and you are harvested. That's who our government wants to work with. That's what they want to model things off of, with total internet censorship, the whole nine yards. Do you think we're safe, folks? Now, I want to ask you another question. What does it take? In fact, sometime not today, because we have too much news to cover, but maybe next week, I should open the phones up to actually hear from Hillary supporters, because I know they exist somewhere. They are out there. And I really want to hear from you how you believe Hillary is better than Donald Trump. I mean, in what parallel universe, in what twisted, bizarro world is that true? But you look at the hype and all the weak-minded people that want to bet on a winner. When Hillary Clinton is the opposite of a winner, stumbling around last night at the big Catholic charity dinner in New York, almost falling down again, Kissinger like some demonic wolf eel comes slithering out of the back, creeping over to her. Those two commiserated for a while. It was just disgusting. It is totally disgusting to see how we've been sold out by design, our military technology, our dominance in mining worldwide. Do you understand that 5 years ago, under executive action, the final lead smelting plant in the United States was closed? No one in the United States smelts lead. It's totally clean under environmental controls. You have to have it for weights in aircraft and vehicles and all these other industrial uses. You've got to buy it from China. They have set up deals where almost everything has to come from China. They're even about to leverage out the fluoride market. We're going to dump fluoride in the water. Why not have it come from Florida? It's almost all from China now. And what a joke. The Chinese fluoride has hundreds of other deadly chemicals in it, but under executive regulations, they allow it to be put in our water. I mean, who could make that up? You see, that's what I'm telling you, folks. It's so much worse than I can even tell you. It is. So, we are under globalist, high-tech, 21st century warfare. It's full spectrum. It's cultural. It's environmental. It's genetic. It's spiritual. It's economic. It is total. And you turn that television on, you've got talking heads that read off teleprompters and follow scripts. They don't even know what they're doing. Most of them don't even understand what they're involved in at this point. And then you've got Trump seen worldwide as the major peacemaker because he doesn't want to attack countries just for hegemonic global control that cost America money and that we get the blame for. If somebody starts a fight with us, fine. But you don't just go overthrow Russia so the neocons can go back in and rule and have their way with it. Trump wants prosperity. He wants a renaissance economy, not a conquest economy. And that's why the whole power structure is having heart attacks. I mean, you've got the latest data dump 13. I've got it right here. That's like five or six of these Podesta drops have been specifically about Russia, where now we know specifically he was working directly for the office of the president of Russia as a direct lobbyist. And that's what governments do. But he should go to jail. So you notice that everything they accuse Trump of is what they're doing. Oh, you're a Russian spy. Meanwhile, Hillary is in bed with them up to her eyeballs. And her chief of staff is an agent of Russia. Confirmed. But again, this is all just part of the double dealing and backstabbing system that Trump wants to try to resist. And that's why they want him out of there. Meanwhile, they're trying to start a no-fly zone that means shoot down Russian aircraft. Then they'll tit for tat. They'll blow up one of our aircraft carriers. And then nuclear war starts. Guaranteed. All the top analysts agree. Never been in more danger. All because of Henry Kissinger and Hillary and Zbigniew Brzezinski running the Obama administration. The whole world's in danger. You see every day. The defense condition ticks towards midnight. And then they've got the nerve all over TV, all over radio for a month to say Donald Trump's going to start a nuclear war. Donald Trump's a Russian agent. How the hell, if he was a Russian agent, would he start a nuclear war when he's their agent? This is the biggest load of BS. And that's what's crazy. Logic has been suspended. Russia is floundering under massive sanctions. Russia just wants prosperity. That's why the globalists hate them. They're going free market. They're going Americana. They're trying to struggle to become what we were. They've already hit bottom. They're swimming back to the top for their lives. America isn't done swimming down. We want to see how dark and gross and ugly it can get before we turn around trying to get back to the top. And from France to Spain to Greece to the United States to everywhere, countries are seceding, people are pulling out of these global orders, and they're panicking. And that's why they're ready to push world government, because they set up world government in the name of stopping future world wars. We're going to come back, and we've just got the incredible hypocrisy yet again. We have Reuters, we have AP, I have CNN here in my stack saying the Russians have hacked the election. Oh, my God, it's total fraud. The election's in danger. But then schizophrenically saying Donald Trump's insane. There's never been any fraud. Anyone that says there is crazy. I have video of this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarity is a 43-year-old company has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What do you mean? election fraud. That's all you Democrats bitch about. If there's a new way, I'll be the first in line. Monday through Friday. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. By the way, we have Nigel Farage exclusive interview today with the man behind Brexit. A very serious warning for America. Very powerful. We've only aired like 2 minutes of the 25-minute report that we shot in Vegas. That's coming up in the fourth hour today with David Knight hosting. We also have a report that Rob Due stayed up until 5 in the morning trying to finish, got exhausted, went home, and is back. And I told him, I said, look, it's okay if it doesn't get done today, but he wants to finish it. It's extremely powerful, and it just documents the huge history of election fraud in this country, the Democrats being the number one group complaining about it, even though they're the ones that mainly do it, historically, that they've been caught the most. Republicans do it, too, but everybody knows the Democrats in big city machines. I mean, Chicago, Texas, you name it. Democrats used to run Texas. They are famous. I mean, Texas was probably worse than Illinois. I mean, nobody debates that who's serious-minded. It's so well historically chronicled. But this report is going to be extremely powerful, and we need to get it out to everybody who is in this mind control that Trump is a horrible person and hurting our, quote, democracy and trying to overthrow the election, because he's saying, look, I will trust it if it's verified there isn't a bunch of fraud. Whether I win or lose, if there isn't a bunch of fraud, that I will accept it, yes. I'm saying, though, you've had a lot of other contested elections, like 2000, and Al Gore contested that. I may contest it if it looks like there's hanky-panky. And let's face it, the Republicans probably did steal that from Al Gore. And I hate Al Gore. I'm just going to be honest. But I was honest then. Go back to videos in 2000 and reports I put out. I didn't put a film out on the election. And we shed more fraud by Republicans than by Democrats, but both sides got caught doing it, and then the Supreme Court decided it. So you can't have your cake and eat it, too. And I keep harping on this because it goes to the heart of the death of common sense and the death of logic. You can't run around talking about fraud all day and say the Russians are taking over the election and it's the worst ever, and oh, my God, Homeland Security is having to federalize things, and then have Obama go, there's no such thing as fraud, plus the feds aren't involved. He said that again on Monday. With the Italian president visiting. It's just all, and the next in the news, they cut to his surrogate saying, oh my God, the election's in trouble. The Russians are taking it over. Here's Reuters today. U.S. vote authorities, I thought we didn't have federal vote authorities, warned to be alert to Russian hacks and faking fraud. Oh, the new one. Anyone exposing election fraud is a Russian agent. Ah. Oh, I see. Homeland Security's federalizing it to keep them from hacking and to make sure that no one claims there was fraud by Homeland Security. Now I see. Now, oh, yes, they're definitely going to steal the election and then say that that you know Trump's a Russian agent. Or if Trump by some length wins the election because there's such a landslide, they'll just say, oh, we're disqualifying it. The Russians stole it for Trump. It's so clear. It's so crazy. We are 17 days away right now from these lunatics trying this. Now, here's Obama. You know what? We got to go to break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to play Obama talking about how it's dangerous for Trump to talk about the election being in question. And then we've got Hillary saying, I'm concerned he hasn't condemned Russia's blatant effort to try to interfere in our elections. And then Hillary going on to say, we are a country based on laws. We have fair elections. Trump blames someone else for his campaign. This was in the same little press conference after the debate, remember? I mean, she will say, there is no election fraud. There is no problem. The election's totally wonderful. Go back to sleep. By the way, he won't condemn the Russians. They're trying to overtake the election. I mean, are they crazy or are their constituents crazy or both? Because this has reached beyond Twilight Zone level. Well, they're like just sitting there beating themselves on the head with hammers or something. This is like lunatic asylum stuff at this point. And there's Trump just completely normal going, well, of course we've got a history of fraud and 4 million people that shouldn't be on the rolls. It's actually 21 million, but 4 million that we know are illegals and others. And so we should be watching. We got Pew Research saying the election's in question. We've got major problems with voting machines. And there's HBO documentaries about it. Everybody knows this. And there's been all these other contested elections like 1960, 2000, you name it. And they already tried to steal the nomination from Trump. They did from Bernie Sanders. I mean, my God.
They've been on TV saying your vote doesn't count in the primaries on every channel. That now some secret cabal's going to decide. These people are crazy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make a major announcement today. I would like to promise and pledge to all of my voters and supporters and to all of the people of the United States that I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win. The question of voter fraud came up during the debate. We want fairness in the election. This is having nothing to do with me, but having to do with the future of our country. We have to have fairness. John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, was quoted in WikiLeaks as saying, "Illegal immigrants could vote as long as they have their driver's license." What I'm saying is don't be naive, folks. Don't be naive. Of course, I would accept a clear election result, but I would also reserve my right to contest or file a legal challenge in the case of a questionable result. Right? And always, I will follow and abide by all of the rules and traditions of all of the many candidates who have come before me. Always. Bottom line, we're going to win. We're going to win. We're going to win so big. We're going to win so big.
Now, that's what he had to say yesterday. But before I'd seen the video, I saw the New York Times headline that Donald Trump promises to accept the results of the election if he wins, being deceptive, implying that he was saying, if I win, I'll accept it. No, he's saying, if there's not a bunch of fraud and she wins, I'll accept it. But if there's a bunch of evidence of it and a bunch of dead people voting and all this other crap, everything else has been rigged, I'm going to challenge it. Just like he fought the Republicans in the primary and said, it's wrong when I win New Hampshire and I win California and I win all these other states. That you in Florida, that you sit there and say you're going to give the delegates to some made-up superdelegate and take it away. No, you're not going to do that. And they had to back off. But Trump didn't take my advice and go with this. He has common sense. But when I've talked to him, I've told him, keep it up. Expose the fraud. They're going to try to steal it. If you didn't fight with the Republican Party when they tried to take the nomination, you wouldn't have it. And Trump knows that. Sanders rolled over, folks. We need this guy as president because he did fight and all the hell he's gone through and all these hyenas coming at him from every stinking angle. But bigger than Trump, I'm worried about the average Democrat voter and just some of the trendies. Because how do you sit there with Reuters and AP and Hillary and Obama and all of them saying the Russians are trying to take over our election. It's never been so horrible. Oh, my God. And the latest thing is, if you contest the election, you're a Russian agent, too. They're going to try to, quote, fake fraud. So, see, if you see video of people going from polling place to polling place, that's the Russians that staged that, you see. No, Hillary would not steal anything. The Russians, they run everything. That's why parts of Russia are collapsing. Russia is in serious economic peril and can barely run its own country. But Russia is going to overthrow our election. Let me tell you who's overthrowing our country. The communist Chinese disrespect us so much that the president has to get off the back of the plane. And then when his aides say, this is the president, where's the envoy? That's our country. You shut up, lady. You get out of here. Remember that video a month ago? The Philippine president goes to China, meets with the president, has a huge military honor guard. We can pull it up. Just type president of Philippines goes to China. There he is with the president of China with the big military parade, full 9 yards. Full 9 yards. Goes to the meeting and says, I'm no longer with America. It's falling apart. It's a joke. Move into the Philippines. You want the South China Sea? We're inviting you in. The American military bases are yours. Unprecedented. This is today. This happened today. 15 hours ago. It'll be tomorrow over there soon. This happened on the 21st of October. Well, I don't care about the Philippines. That's our main coaling station in the Pacific. That's what we had to. That's what the Japanese came in and took over in World War II. Remember? That's absolutely key to control the whole region. Gone. We have leases with rotating troops coming through. All that's being broken right now. This is what they brought us to. Russian fleet going into the Mediterranean to defend Syria from a globalist onslaught. Derivatives, Obamacare, all these scams these crooks sit on top of. Unbelievable. Now, let's go ahead and go to the next clip. Let's go to Obama. Says Trump dangerous. We're talking about rigged election. Meanwhile, the whole world wants Trump. They want to see America great again. They want to see us not be evil again. The United States breaks all its deals, stabs everybody in the back, has lost all its soft power. We used to be the good guys. We weren't perfect, but we were seen as the good guys. We're not now, folks. And everybody sees us as evil. And that's because we've been set up and infiltrated and demoralized in a globalist plan to take all the power to China in the next phase. And they're going to take out Russia, and they're going to take out the United States. That's the New World Order double cross. It's always been the double cross. It's always been the plan. And they've set it up, and they're doing it, and they're using the poor Chinese people as the $1.3 billion leverage, because they're hardworking, smart folks, to get that job done. And it's a serious situation. I talked to Special Forces people, Blackwater folks, billionaires. They say you go to China, and like half the men are gone because they're all in Africa. And they're all in Latin America, and they're all military officers in plain clothes getting a Latin American wife, getting an African wife, and taking over the rare earth minerals, the farming, the roads, the infrastructure. It's Chinese colonialism, 10 times what the British Empire ever did. They are taking over. This is a global government plan, and the Chinese are the army ants that the globalists chose to get this job done. And I say army ant in a non-derogatory term. You ever seen army ants go through the jungle and just sweep everything, and there's not anything left on a branch or a twig or the ground? Oh, man. We're going to compete with the average factory with thousands of kids chained up. They chain the toddlers up. They get like one meal a day, just sitting there with a chain, chained to poles. That's their daycare. How do we compete with that? You don't compete with it. You lose your job. You become dependent. It's a plan. And Donald Trump, God bless him, wants to break that. It'll help the Chinese raise their standard, raise their wages towards ours. You raise wages. You don't lower them. And then the left goes, well, we are. We're going to have mandatory minimum wage. That just means you don't hire people. How do you compete and get mandatory $15 an hour wage, which I agree you do need to live on, bare minimum, when China, it's like a dollar or less? You get it? It's global. They put us in a global system. Then they say we've got to have equality. But it's the opposite, where we got to pay for everybody to come here and have their babies for free. Did you know that it's not Mexicans that are the biggest group coming here now? It's Chinese women. Outnumbered all Mexicans coming in now. Look it up. And it's the middle class and wealthy ones. They're not stupid. They come here and have their baby for free, which becomes a U.S. citizen on the spot. And they get all the free goodies and everything else. And you go, but they're rich. They want more. They want more. Why not take advantage of it? There's leprosy spreading all over the country. TB spreading everywhere. Nobody had leprosy here just 5 years ago. The whole country's being shut down. We're under military attack. Understand that? Russia knows that. They've kicked the oligarchs out. Is Russia perfect? No. But they're standing up for their interest. And that witch has been on the Russian payroll and everybody else's payroll. And so is Podesta, and they got the nerve to point at Donald Trump, who's lily clean compared to them, and say he's a Russian agent. Okay, let me get to these clips. Here's Obama, Trump dangerous for talking about rigged election. Now, I just read to you Reuters saying that the Russians are attacking the election and the feds are federalizing it, or that anyone says there's election fraud by the Democrats is a Russian agent. That's the headline. Can't make that up. This confirms what they're going with. Reuters is even above AP when it comes to propaganda. Might as well be a teletype right out of the Council on Foreign Relations. You read this, you know exactly. I mean, this confirms it all. Right here. I got it. It's all over the news right now. Oh, my God, the Russians are everywhere. Little green men. Oh, run for the hills. Meanwhile, there's no election fraud, though, when Donald Trump says it. That'd be like if you were standing by the Atlantic Ocean at Coney Island, New York, and the president says, look at the beautiful ocean. And Trump says, yes, it's a beautiful ocean. You're insane. There's no ocean. But you just said there's an ocean 2 seconds ago. No, I didn't. Look at the beautiful ocean. You said it again. No, I didn't. Look at the beautiful ocean. You said it again. No, I didn't. I mean, it's a war on reality, people. Here's Obama.
That is not a joking matter. No. I want everybody to pay attention here. That is dangerous. Because when you try to sow the seeds of doubt in people's minds about the legitimacy of our elections, that undermines our democracy. then you're doing the work of our adversaries for them. Because our democracy depends on people knowing that their vote matters.
Now, let's go ahead and go to Hillary. In the same press conference, this is like a minute and a half before, I have the time code right here. Hillary, after debate, we are a country based on laws. We have fair elections. Trump blames someone else for his campaign. Then, a minute later, minute 19 later, I have the time code, she comes back and says the Ruskies are trying to take over the election. Let's go to the first clip.
I just wanted to come back and say hello. Some of you have been on the trail for the whole time. No more debates. No more naps.
Will you accept the results of the election?
You know, it was horrifying what he said on the debate stage tonight. You know, our country's been around for 240 years. And, you know, we are a country based on laws.
There's a Russian agent, Podesta, behind her.
And
can't make this up.
We've had hot, contested elections going back to the very beginning. But one of our hallmarks has always been that we accept the outcomes of our elections. We do the best we can to have fair elections, which we do. And somebody wins and somebody loses. So what he said tonight is part of his whole effort to blame somebody else for his campaign and for where he stands in this election. As I said, whenever he is losing, he says the system, whatever the system is, whether it's, you know, being in court about Trump University or losing the Iowa caucus in the Wisconsin primary or losing Emmys, for goodness sakes, he says that it's rigged against him.
Now, he won the primary because he fought back, and he pointed out that he'd won. And they were having voterless elections for Ted Cruz, lady. By the way, we don't edit those tapes and hear those glitches. When you download stuff from YouTube, it tends to have artifacts and glitches, and it just kind of pauses and buffers in the download for a minute. So that's why a lot of our videos have little hiccups. But you see that on other shows and radio shows as well. It's just what the Internet does. It's got a lot of great systems, but it also has problems. Now, she goes from saying it's ridiculous to say there's any problem with the election and the integrity to going into the Russians and the election.
How did you feel when he said, you know, nasty woman, and you're a puppet, and the issue of Vladimir Putin?
I just didn't pay any attention to that. I was very concerned that even now, after 17 intelligence agencies in our government, both military and civilian, have confirmed that Russia has engaged in cyber attacks against Americans, that he refused to admit that it's true and condemn it for what it is, which is a blatant effort to try to interfere in our elections.
Yeah, the elections are totally safe when it comes to Democrats stealing, but Trump's with Putin. Now, Andrea Mitchell, right there from that angle, you can't see it, but a minute before, one of Hillary's campaign people hands her the phone with what the question is they want, which we have the emails and WikiLeaks behind the scenes. This goes on. They roll oranges at her, and you know, it's all scripted, and a lot of times she's reading a teleprompter even during an interview with the interviewer in person. So it's all basically theater. But we've caught it on video. DrudgeReport.com is linked to the Infowars.com video and article about it. Obviously, radio listeners can't see this, but I'll describe it for you. Let's go ahead and roll that video. Of
the whole time, no more debates, no more naps. Will you accept the
Secretary Clinton, how do you when he said, you know, nasty woman, and you're a puppet, and you know,
issue of Vladimir Putin? I just didn't pay any attention.
Yeah, it's the press secretary handing the phone to Mitchell to ask the next question, nasty woman. They want to get that nasty woman thing out. So you literally have Hillary's people directing CNN in front of everyone. And he's saying, I've got a question, you know, signaling, just like in the first debate, she was signaling. There they are signaling. This is an organized military attack by foreign globalists. Corporate mercenaries are doing this. Incredible. But here's Reuters. I mean, I've had people on the street go, Alex, what do you think about Trump? You know, he must be losing if he's saying the election's going to be stolen. And I go, do you remember Al Gore? Do you remember all the documentaries about this on HBO? Do you know about the 1960 election? Do you know they tried to steal the nomination from him and did from Bernie? And they go, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, he has to fight. But do you understand? They're saying the Russians are taking over. The Russians. So you can't have it both ways. U.S. vote. Authorities warned to be alert to Russian hacks, Reuters, and faking fraud. Oh, yes. Oh, because they're scared their election fraud is going to get caught. So, see, it must be Russians. U.S. intelligence and law enforcement officials, the same ones that protect Hillary and won't, you know, indict her, are warning that hackers with ties to Russia's intelligence services could try to undermine the credibility of the presidential election by posting documents online purporting to show evidence of voter fraud. So, see, if anybody posts an article or a video showing it, or maybe even WikiLeaks, why, don't listen, that's the Russians. The officials who spoke on condition of anonymity, of course, said, however, the U.S. election system is so large, diffused, and antiquated that hackers could not be able to change the outcome of the November 8 election. But hackers could post documents, some of which might be falsified. That means they're going to do it to then say all of its lies. Poison the well tactic. We're going to come back, and then out of the gates, I'm going to play a clip from the Catholic dinner roast last night where Trump points out who the real allies are of Hillary there in the audience. And then we will continue on with a bunch of big guests today. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
These events
and it burns.
Give not only the candidates a chance to be with each other in a very social setting, it also allows the candidates the opportunity to meet the other candidates' team. Good team. I know Hillary met my campaign manager, and I got the chance to meet the people who are working so hard to get her elected. There they are, the heads of NBC, CNN, CBS, ABC. There's the New York Times right over there, and the Washington Post. They're working overtime. True. True. Oh, this one's going to get me in trouble. Not with Hillary. You know, the president told me to stop whining. But I really have to say, the media is even more biased this year than ever before. Ever. You want the proof? Michelle Obama gives a speech, and everyone loves it. It's fantastic. They think she's absolutely great. My wife, Melania, gives the exact same speech. And people get on her case. And I don't get it. I don't know why.
You know, the globalist.
And it wasn't her fault. Stand up, Melania. Come on. She took a lot of abuse.
She's done that during the debate. You know, Trump is so real. Trump is so genuine. He's so Americana. He's the opposite of these creepy groups of globalists that get together in these big boardrooms and then fence all their corruption through other agencies so they hide who's behind all the different, you know, globalist operations. It's truly disgusting. And then here comes somebody who, again, just isn't out to get America. And they're just panicking, and the whole world and all the special interests and the Chinese communist president and all these people say you can't have Donald Trump if Americans don't elect him in a giant mega landslide. Then it's a referendum on the fact that we want to be slaves. I mean, Trump could be bad, and if the communist Chinese or the Saudi Arabians are telling me what to do, I'd vote for him. But he's wonderful. That's what the Russians know. He's going to be strong. He's going to be serious. He's not out to get him, though. They're just like, please, please give us Trump. We don't even know him, but, you know, we don't want war. We want to have organic trade with you. You know, we want to have kids. We want to go to space. But see, America is run by a culture of death. We're run by the New World Order. I need to fund this operation, folks. I have made inroads into fighting the globalists with very, very small amounts of funding. But these are products you really need. But I don't have time to belabor it all. People need to go get BioTrue, Selenium. They need to go get the 25% off nootropic rainforest. You need to get on X2, oxy powder, flushing your guts out, the vitamin fusion for your kids especially, the fruit punch. It's all there, and it's really great products. Look how good our information is. Look how aggressive we are. Look how we dominate news. Well, imagine the products we come up with. I mean, it's the very best. InfoWarsLife.com is where you find the supplements. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. We have Hillary for President limited edition shirts that when they're gone forever. No new editions, no nothing. It's over. $9.95, that's $5 for the shirt, $5 for the shipping cost. That's shipping included, $9.95. And we've got the new Trump is my president shirt. It's red to wear out there on election day. We got the Bill Clinton rape shirt, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com. And we need to be refueled and funded. Thank you for your support. We'll be back. But we'll always be committed and never back down.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.